This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. IKEA has announced that in the future it will only sell LED bulbs. European Union rules require compensation for overbooked or canceled flights from 250 to 600 euros. USA Track and Field shares a little over 8% of its expected 2015 revenues with its athletes, compared to revenue sharing of 25 to 35% in other individual pro sports and 45 to 55% in pro team sports, according to Smith College sports research expert Andrew Zimblis. National Nurses United, an AFL-CIO affiliate with 185,000 members, became the first national union to endorse Senator Bernie Sanders for president. A new interactive prison population forecaster by the Urban Institute allows you to assess for yourself the impact of different policy changes. Cut in half the sentences for those convicted of property crimes. Inmates in 2021 would go down by 10%. Parks are relying on volunteers since the recession. In Florida, the number of hours volunteered by nonprofit workers in 2014 was up 33% over 2008. In Pennsylvania, the number of volunteers quadrupled to 2,260 in 2014 compared to 2008. Nestle is suing Indian state regulators, saying their tests for lead were inaccurate and unprofessional after losing $50 million in lost sales after high levels of lead were found in noodles. New Orleans after Katrina, whiter, now 2-to-1 African-American, not 3-to-1. Only 48% of black men have jobs. Median incomes for white households rose from $49,000 to $60,500, but only from $21,100 to $23,300 for black households. Rent and utilities are up 1/3. Recent estimates count 18,000 low-cost private schools in Lagos, Nigeria. In 2010, there were 1,600 public schools in Lagos. Roughly 3 million people globally are locked up in jail, waiting for a trial. Africa recorded the first full year ever without a case of polio. The Justice Department review of internal police records found that in Seattle, 1 in 5 uses of force were excessive. In Albuquerque, they found that most police shootings from 2009 to 2012 were unjustified. The number of insured, uninsured by health care declined by 15 million since 2013 due to the new health care law. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.